This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's once thriving industrial hemp industry could be poised for a comeback. Three bills in the legislature would allow farmers and some researchers to get licensed to grow the crop that is often mistaken for marijuana. However, a Wisconsin tribe says it's being left out. Patty Murray reports.
Wisconsin was once the country's top hemp producer.
During World War II, this area was the mecca of hemp production in the entire country.
Rob Richard directs government relations for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Some will say that there's just an insatiable desire for hemp products in the United States, whether it's the fiber or the oil.
Hemp thrived in Wisconsin in the early to mid-20th century. It was encouraged during the war to make rope. During peacetime, it became cheaper to import hemp and the industry died. Now, Richard says hemp can be used to make battery components and building materials. A provision in the 2014 Farm Bill allows for industrial hemp production as long as states give the go-ahead. Wisconsin is one of 19 states that haven't done so. Industrial hemp has less than 0.3% THC content, the intoxicating element in marijuana. By comparison, lab tests of legal recreational marijuana in Colorado have found THC content as high as 30%. Richard says hemp isn't a magical crop that's going to save farming, but says it can be lucrative.
Hemp farmers up in Canada, some of them are getting $500 to $600 per acre of net income off of hemp. Whereas, you know, if you look at corn and soybean prices, our farmers are probably going to take a loss.
There are two similar assembly bills with one big difference. Both require farmers to get a license and provide GPS coordinates of their fields. Both would also allow institutions of higher education to grow research crops. However, one bill doesn't include the state's tribal colleges in that research. Republican Representative Jesse Kramer of Kewaskum has introduced that bill.
Right now, we're importing $500 million of industrial hemp a year into this country to use in high-tech products. But we're not growing it here and doing it ourselves. We're bringing it in from Canada and other nations, which is absurd. I mean, we should start growing this stuff right here in our backyard.
In 2015, a small hemp plot on Menominee land was raided and destroyed by the DEA. Gary Besaw is chair of the tribe. He says his tribe doesn't have an official stance on any of the bills, but adds tribal schools should be treated as other institutions.
We would ask that we be treated no different than anybody else, that any allowances or economic opportunities in that way, we would be treated the same as anyone else.
Kramer contends his bill doesn't cut tribes out. It doesn't give research consideration to tribal colleges such as the one on the Menominee Reservation in Kachina. Instead, he says tribes would apply for licenses through the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection like any other farmer.
So rather than certifying through their colleges or their own tribal leadership, they also have to go to the state just like anyone else does.
Marcus Greeno is a Menominee member and is active with Hempstead, a pro-hemp nonprofit group. He doesn't speak for the Menominee, but believes the tribal colleges should have the same standing as any other college or university.
It hinders us, you know, in a way, because, you know, the whole idea of the indigenous way of thought or the indigenous way of thinking or the indigenous way of doing research is not valid to them.
There are no hearings scheduled for any of the bills. There is bipartisan support among the three, with the main sticking point seeming to be tribal research. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.